Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second, the catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting third, the shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Ken Landreau. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Glenn Adams. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting eighth, the DH, Dan Graham. Batting ninth, the third baseman, John Castano. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Roger Erickson. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second, the shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting third, the center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting sixth, the DH, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting eighth, the right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting ninth, the catcher, Gary Allinson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Torres. And now, play ball. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger bunts towards the mound. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. Powell moves to second. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive towards the mound. Torres catches it and throws to second to double up Powell. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell. Burleson reaches second base with a double. Remy goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Erickson. Burleson moves to third. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Twins. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landreau, who is chasing the ball. Fisk reaches third base with a triple. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fisk scores. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Adams for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy misplays the ball. That's an error on Remy. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a pop-up into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson strikes out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Castano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Burleson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Adams. Burleson reaches second base with a double. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a fly ball into left field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano strikes out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Fisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hobson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-0 in the game. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Landreau takes first base on ball 4. Smalley moves to second. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Smalley moves to third. Landreau moves to second. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive towards short. Burleson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Allinson hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first, with Erickson covering, for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilfong hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0 for 1 in the game. Graham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy misplays the ball. That's an error on Remy. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 1 in the game. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Powell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Adams. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Baksik now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got one RBI. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hobson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Twins nothing. the Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Landreau for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Allinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Adams. Remy reaches second base with a double. Allinson moves to third. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to home to get Allinson. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lynn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 10-0, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rice hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Adams. Rice reaches second base with a double. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Rice scores. It's 11-0, Red Sox. Pete Redfern now pitching. Jim Dwyer pinch runs for Carl Yastrzemski. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2 for 2 in the game, with a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Wolf now playing second base. Stan Pappy now playing shortstop. Jim Dwyer now playing first base. Jack Broemer now playing third base. Mick Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilfong takes first base on ball 4. Dan Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0 for 2 in the game. Graham hits a pop-up into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Borgman now catching. Bob Randall now playing shortstop. Dave Edwards now playing center field. Craig Cusick now playing first base. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. Evans is called out on strikes. One out. Mike O'Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Berry takes first base on ball 4. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 2 in the game. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wolf scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman takes first base on ball 4. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Borgman moves to second. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Borgman moves to third. Randall moves to second. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 3 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Borgman scores. Randall scores. Edwards moves to second. It's 11-2, Red Sox. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick takes first base on ball 4. Edwards moves to third. Adams moves to second. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wilfong hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Wilfong reaches second base with a double. Edwards scores. Adams scores. Cusick moves to third. It's 11-4, Red Sox. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Bombo Rivera pinch hits for Dan Graham. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pappy misplays the ball. That's an error on Pappy. Cusick scores. Wilfong moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 11-5, Red Sox. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 3 in the game. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bergmeier fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Twins 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lynn strikes out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Adams. Rice reaches second base with a double. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rice scores. It's 12-5, Red Sox. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Jose Morales pinch hits for Hoskin Powell. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Morales reaches second base with a double. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Borgman hits a pop-up towards first. Dwyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Randall hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Edwards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morales scores. It's 12-6, Red Sox. Willie Norwood pinch hits for Glenn Adams. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brohmer fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 12, and Minnesota Twins, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.